So, of course, I'm still with Morten because we need to ask him more about his consultancy. Not his fees, that's for you to find out by yourself, but just what does he do when he consults? And you just told us a story which is a bit hair-raising of sometimes when things don't go as smoothly with countries, because you work with countries very far afield, South Africa, Korea, Europe, of course. And you work closely, actually, with Mercanta because they've got clients and they sometimes are stuck and they just need an expert to help them on their feet to set up a roastery, maybe help them blend and stuff like that and roast.
Yeah, but the thing is with there's a special thing about micro roasteries, and it's a really scattered group with small businesses. So one of my things is all the questions in the business is never researched because they don't have any money. That's one thing. Another thing, consultancy is rarely an affordable thing because flight tickets, hotel, whole day consultancy fees and things like that. So I just thought there must be a lot of small roasteries out there that actually need support but can't really afford it because there's rarely something in the area where they live. And if there is, it's a competitor. So people are often trapped. So I thought, well, the internet should be able to kind of bridge that, right? So I thought I'll develop an online consultancy concept where I used my 6 years of experience to develop a long template that people get when they buy the service. So there's a long template of all the questions I know
I need to
have answered regarding their background, but also the issue they would like help with. So, and then they get an hour of video consultancy, but based on the template, it's only used for problem solving and not interviewing because it's done with the template already.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I feel that I can really be present for people without having to visit them. And it's really easy to, during the video conference, to people take their computer or their iPhone and I can be there because I'd like to see this aspect. Exactly. Yeah. I'd like to see exactly this aspect of your airflow that you cannot really account for yourself. And they just bring me to the place and I can really be there.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Because
so how many have you done so far?
Not that many because it's a brilliant product, but I need to advertise it. And I just started, I did it in March, and then I luckily have a lot of activities at university. So I've kind of just...
put it on the back burner?
Yeah, I haven't advertised it at all, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But now the university project ended, so now I'll try to...
I must say the concept is really brilliant.
Yeah, I think that it must work because it's...
It needs a bit of exposure, so hopefully Copy Mambo Jumbo can help you expose
that. Yeah, that would be nice.
So listen up, give them the web address.
Okay, and why don't we give... we could also give a discount code for your listeners.
Yeah.
Would that work? I'll send it.
Yeah, we'll have a look how that works. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, we
okay.
can do work something out. But so it's www.coffee-mind.com.
Exactly.
I got it already memorized.
Okay, that's great.
And there's also an email there that people can get in touch
definitely,
with you.
Definitely, and a lot of information and stuff, yeah. in my background and things like that.
I can only encourage people to get exposed to you because not only is there a wealth of experience behind it, but a very approachable personality that you are that will just... help them the next step. And the other thing we actually mentioned is where your fascination also is to help actually people in the coffee industry. Normally you have a lot of creative, passionate people. The step to actually make it a real business.
Yeah.
So again, you know, we said, you know, you don't want to be running around like with a scatterbrain. You like really to have methodical things, checklists, and really tick things off. Now, are these the 20% German blood that you have in you?
It might be, actually. I think it is.
Because for a philosopher, you know, and if I could describe you, I mean, you have the zany look of a philosopher. You've got a beard, you've got hair, which you ruffle on top. And, you know, it's just and a big smile. It all comes with a complete package, I would say, you know, and somebody who is dedicated to coffee, wants to make a real business of it, I can only point them to you, Morten, because I think they will, get a lot of benefit out of it. So
great. I might just add something.
Please.
Because as I also mentioned during the course, my main interest is, I have two. One is really understanding the roasting process, control and sensory aspects and science aspect. But the other thing is entrepreneurship psychology.
Yes.
And that's because, you know, if you're a philosopher and you find yourself in a situation, you kind of analyze it. And for 6 years, I've been a freelancer and done some innovation and things like that. And I'm just starting to think about the whole methodology on that and how to at the same time have a short and long-term perspective often the long-term perspective suffers because you're afraid about the short term. So how to kind of balance those two all the time, that's really my interest personally. Mm-hmm. And dealing with small roasteries, they have a situation exactly like this. So I'm really interested in the psychology of that, and mm-hmm. also have actually recently taken a coaching education in the existential part of coaching. Mm-hmm, it's called integral coaching, body, mind, spirit approach rather than only body or mind.
Sure, yeah.
So it's meditation and yoga and things like that. Mm-hmm, so I'm trying to integrate.
Sort of holistic kind of look at it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm, so that's also why I really get along with the startups in roasteries, because I really also like their existential situation and mm-hmm, challenges. That's mm-hmm, also my interest.
Great. But we've got work to do because we're here on the fourth day, which wasn't really scheduled, to help you put this room in order and then take some roasters apart. Stay tuned. That's going to be fascinating.